Guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3737 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3737.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/meet for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet. Match.
It is Valonius basketball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 12-7. Austin Koontz will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline to get this quarter started. And we're just about ready to get back underway. Koontz takes the ball from the official, gets it in to Britton on the left wing, and we are back underway. Here is Moran with it now up at the top. Mounts home once again in a man-to-man defense. Moran going into the lane for the running jumper. It rolls around and goes in.
Tyler Moran
with his first 2 points of the night. 12-9, Mountain Home leading it. We are 20 seconds into this second quarter. Bend into the front court, trying to avoid the double team, and he's going to be fouled, and it looks like a 1-on-1's coming up now. That was the 17th foul against Valonia. And I believe they're going to get Tyler Moran with his second personal foul. Luke Dibble checking into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Hunter Bashirs. And for Valonia, Noah Hessen's going to check in as Tyler Moran heads to the bench with his second foul. So Talon Benton at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1. First shot is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. Dibble, a 6'1 junior for Mountain Home. Benton's second free throw is up good. He now has 2 points, and it's a 5-point lead once again for the Bombers. 14-9 is our score. Ball goes down on the low block. Being able to fake Waymire out and then go up for the jumper in the paint was Austin Koontz. He gets it to go. 14-11, Bombers leading it, bitten into the front court. Trying to throw it to Peters. Pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds, and Bologna will get back on the turnover. Garadici is going to check into the game for Mount Home for the first time tonight as David Waymire will take a seat. Neely into the front court for the Eagles, coming off the Mount Home second turnover of the night. Neely throws over to Britton on the left wing. His three-pointer misses everything. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Home's basketball. And looks like Dibble's a little shaken up. He lost his footing. Looks like maybe a little bit of moisture or something. He seems to be okay. He's just going to walk it off. He just looked a little shaken up there. But he seems to be okay. 7 minutes left in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 14-11. And Ben will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it to Dici near the left corner. Now he goes cross court to Peters on the low block. Tries to throw it to Cruz. Ball was knocked away, stolen by Valonia. Third turnover of the night for Mountain Home. Neely into the front court, throws it over on the right corner to Heston, and now a kickball is going to be called. I guess the ball went off the foot of Luke Cruz. Mount Valonia will inbound it on the baseline with 6:46 left in the first half. 3-point lead for Mountain Home. Ball goes down to the low block. Now back out to Neely, over to Brent. Now down on the low block to Watson. Looks to make a move on Dici. Ball shot was blocked. Oh, they're going to call foul. It looked like Dici might have gone straight up, but they're going to call Dici with his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. So two shots coming up for Corbin Watson. These will be the first free throws of the night for Valonia. 6:37 left in the first half. Watson's first free throw is good. And he can make it a 1-point game if he gets this next free throw. Second shot for Watson. He gets both. He now has 4 points. And it is a 1-point game. 14-13, Mountain Home on top. Ben throws it to Peters. Back to Ben into the front court. Ball goes down to Dietschy at the elbow. Now to Cruz. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Peters. He puts it back up off the glass and in. Colton Peters with his first 2 points of the night. 16-13. Bombers leading it. 6:17 left in the first half. Neely into the front court. Throws it down on the low block. Going into the paint for the hook shot was Austin Coons. He puts it up and in. He now has 4 points. Back to a one-point game. 16-15. Mountain Home leading it. Peters into the front court. Trying to avoid the double team. Throws it up top to Benton. Now to Dietschy near the free throw line. Over to Dibble on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Benton going into the lane. Now throws it back to Dibble in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Dibble with his first 3 points of the night. 19-15, Mountain Home leading it. Back come the Eagles. Ball goes to Heston. Now to Watson on the low block. Looking to make a move on Luke Cruz. Now throws it back out to Britton on the left wing. He's going to be fouled as he's driving toward the layup. I believe they're going to get Peters with that foul. 5:36 left to play in the first half. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number five against Mountain Home. And now a timeout's going to be taken. We'll take it with him. 5:36 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Valonia 19-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at the Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at the Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Mountain Home taking their first timeout of the night with 5:36 left to play in the first half. The Bombers have a 19-15 lead on Valonia. Right before that timeout, Colton Peters picked up his second personal foul. We did have a sub right there at the timeout. Hunter Bashir's checked in, replacing Talon Benton. Neely takes an inbound pass, throws it to Britton, back to Neely on the left wing. His three-pointer is up, good. Hunter Neely with his first 3 points of the night, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead back to a single point. 19-18 is our score. 5:20 left in the first half. Peters throws it to Bashir's, now to Dibble. His pass to Dietschy is knocked away, but a foul's going to be called, and it looks like Dietschy's going to go to the line for the 1-1. Austin Coons picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Valonia. So Garrett Dietschy at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1 opportunity. Dietschy's first free throw is up. No good, he misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by the Eagles. Neely across the timeline for Valonia. He takes the screen, now he's dribbling down towards the lane, and he's going to be fouled. That was the last foul Mountain Home had to give this half. Luke Dibble picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. Next one, we'll put the Eagles in the bonus. Luke Cruz and Colton Peters checking out of the game as they're replaced by Talon Benton and David Waymire. 5:04 left to play in the first half. Valonia with a chance to tire, take the lead on this possession, but not now after Benton steals the inbound pass. Now back and into the front court. Luke Dill trying for a three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Valonia. They could have lost. That was a very dangerous throw, but they are able to keep possession of it. Ball goes over to Britton on the left wing. He's going down towards the low block. Now throws it back out on the wing to Koontz. Ball goes into the right corner now to Neely. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Waymire, and back come the Bombers. A little over 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Mountain Home up by a point. 19-18 is our score. Ball goes up top to Benton. Down the left corner to Dibble, to Bashiris, and his pass was knocked away, stolen by Valonia. Fourth turnover of the night against the Bombers. Neely into the front court, throws it up top to Watson. Now ball goes down. Now Watson going into the lane for the layup, no good. Rebound controlled by the Bombers. 4:08 left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball leading 19-18. Bashiris has it on the left wing. Now throws it back up top to Benton. Now Benton gives it back to Bashiris. Once again to Benton on the right side. Tries to throw it to Waymire on the low block. Ball is knocked away but controlled by Dibble. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer near the right corner. Good. Luke Dibble with 6 points now. 22-18, Mountain Home on top. Ball goes down on the low block back to the other end to Watson. He looks to make the move on Waymire. He's able to get Waymire in the air. Puts up the jumper. No good. Mount Tom gets the rebound. Back come the Bombers. Here's Waymire with it on the right elbow. Throws it up top to Ben. Over to Dibble on the right side. Now tries to get it once again to Waymire. Pass is knocked away. Stolen by Valonia. Fifth turnover of the night against Mountain Home. 3:19 left in the first half. It's a four-point Bomber lead. 22-18 is our score. Neely has the ball on the left side. Now drills between the circles. Now he's going towards the elbow. Kicks out on the wing to Britton, who's going to go into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Jordan Britton at the line for the old-fashioned three. They're going to get David Waymire with his first personal foul. Team foul number seven against Mountain Home. Baylor Cresselius checking into the game for the Bombers, replacing Hunter Bashirs. And for Bologna, looks like they've almost cleared the floor except for Britton. Now Dibble's going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Luke Cruz, I believe. Britton's free throw is up, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. 22-20, Bombers leading it. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Ball goes down to Cruz near the right corner. Throws it to Waymire on the low block, and he's going to draw a little contact. And it's another 1-1 coming up for the Bombers. That foul is on Caleb Johnson, who just checked in a moment ago. He is a 6'2 senior. That's his first personal foul. This will be the last 1-1 of the half for Mountain Home. That's the ninth team foul against the Eagles. Waymire's first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. He is now 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Second shot for Waymire, takes a high bounce and goes in. He now has 5 points. 24-20, Bombers leading it. Back the other way. Ball goes down on the low block to Johnson. Johnson will throw it down in the left corner to Trey Kelly. His three-pointer good. Kelly with his first 3 points of the night. 24-23, Mountain Home leading it. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Cruz tries to throw it to Waymire. Passes well over his head. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Valonia getting the ball back on the turnover. Sixth turnover of the night against the Bombers. Valonia with a chance to take the lead on this possession. They trail 24-23 with 2:20 left. Here's Neely up at the top, looking to make a move, going towards paint. Now kicks it out on the right side to Wirtz. Wirtz throws it in the paint to Johnson. His shot over Waymire rolls around and goes in. Caleb Johnson with his first 2 points of the night. That's fourth lead change of the night as Valonia is now on top 25-24 with less than 2 minutes left in the half. Here is Cresselius throwing it to DG at the elbow. His jumper no good. Rebound controlled by Wirtz, and back comes Valonia. Neely into the front court for the Eagles. Ball goes over on the left side to Britton. On a low block to Kelly. Back to Britton on the left wing. Now he drills towards the top. Now goes back to the wing. Throws to Kelly on the left side. Now the ball goes up top to Neely. 1:28 left in the half. Neely looking to make a move toward the basket. Now dribbles out to the wing. Gives it there to Wirtz. Up top now goes to Kelly. He's going to try for another three. This one will not go. Beachy gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. Cresselius into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws it up top to Benton. Over to Cruz on the left corner. Cross court to Cresselius. Cresselius dribbles out to the wing. Throws it up top to Benton. Less than a minute left in the first half. Now Dici has it. Throws it to a cutting Cresselius. Now gives it to Waymire. Waymire looking to make a move. Now kicks it out to Dici at the left right elbow. His jumper will not go. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He goes back over there. He can't get the ball to go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 46.5 seconds left for a pair. Caleb Johnson picks up his second personal foul. That's the 10th team foul against Valonia. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 7 points so far this evening. First free throw is up. Rolls around, does not go. So the best he can hope for right now is to tie this game back up. Cruz's second shot is no good. He misses both. Offensive rebound for DG. Puts it back up. He can't get the foul to go, and this time The rebound comes to the Eagles. Kelly is able to secure it. He throws it to Neely. 35 seconds left in the first half. It is a one-point Bologna lead. It looks like the Eagles are going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period. Neely's just dribbling down up near the half-court stripe. No one going out there on him. 15 seconds left. Neely dribbles toward the right side. Now goes back between the circles. 10 seconds. Now ball goes over to Britton on the right wing. 5 seconds. Now finds Wirtz all by himself for the easy layup. Good. Tyson Wirtz with 5 points, and that's the way this first half is going to end. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Bologna leading Mountain Home 27-24. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's